From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A huge explosion in the heart of Baghdad today. At least 25 people are dead and dozens more are wounded. The blast this evening destroyed much of a hotel in central Baghdad. The U.S. military says it was a car bomb. NPR's Steve Inskeep has been to the scene and he joins us on the line right now. Steve, tell us what you saw.
Well, I'll start with what I heard and felt, Robert. I was about a mile away from the explosion, and you could feel the percussion even at that distance. It shook the windows in the house that I was in. It broke the windows for a couple of blocks around the scene of the explosion. And as we got closer, we saw an enormous plume of smoke in this fashionable district of Baghdad called the Karada. This attack appeared, as we've said, to target a hotel, the Mount Lebanon Hotel, a fairly small hotel in this section. But when we arrived, we actually saw several buildings in flames, one building completely collapsed. People trying to get family members out of the rubble. We later went to a hospital, saw a number of wounded people there, and just to get a sense of the ferocity of this explosion, one person in the hospital was a clerk at that hotel who was just severely wounded by flying glass all over his body, Robert.
What are eyewitnesses saying about the attack?
Well, people who were nearby described first a tremendous concussion. There were people who then tried to rush into the wreckage and bring out family members. Some say that they succeeded. Several described trying to pull out people also and failing. I spoke to one man who had blood in his shirt who talked about trying to bring out a bloody man and not succeeding in doing that. I also spoke to a homeowner nearby who described how the explosion shook his entire house and left it, the walls cracked to the extent that he was packing up with his family and preparing to stay somewhere else for the night. He feared that his house was going to collapse. As a matter of fact, it appears in the wreckage that some other houses actually did collapse nearby, and the crater from this explosion is immense in the street, so it was a very large attack.
Were the victims here, for the most part, or exclusively Iraqis, or were there Americans or other foreign workers who were staying in this area?
Well, we know that they were mostly Iraqis. This is not one of the hotels that has attracted a large number of foreigners, like the Palestine Hotel, a name that people will remember from the major combat phase of the war, or the Sheraton Hotel nearby. We're told that there were two British citizens who were involved in the explosion. We're told they were wounded, not killed. But it appears that most of the dead and wounded are, in fact, Iraqis. And we're hearing a variety of figures on casualties. But the best figures we have are as many as 25 dead and at least 40 wounded, and again, mostly Iraqis.
And what are you hearing as to why this building or this area of buildings would have been targeted?
One reason would simply be that it's vulnerable. Other hotels, like the ones that I mentioned, are now surrounded by massive concrete blast barriers, barbed wire, armed guards. This hotel was not so well guarded. But as for why someone would want to blow it up, U.S. officials are pointing indications at Al-Qaeda, at terrorists in this country. That's certainly one possibility. But I also just have to mention that there are other people who are committing crimes and assassinations in this country right now for purposes that seem to have little to do with terrorism, settling scores, going after people, committing crimes. And so there are a lot of different possibilities, Robert.
So at this point, really, there's no sense then of who actually is responsible for this attack.
We don't have a claim of responsibility. We do know it is one of the worst attacks in a couple of weeks in Iraq, and it's going to raise a lot of questions about who's going after what here in Baghdad.
Thank you. NPR's Steve Inskeep speaking to us from Baghdad.